All right, welcome back to it. Good to have you here. Coming back in from the National Prayer Breakfast. It was an incredible event. I'm going to tell you more about that and the people who were at our table coming up in a moment here. And I'm going to share with you the photograph that shows that I am bipartisan. Right? Joining me now, Kathy Barnett, author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. Kathy is also currently running for U.S. Congress in the 4th Congressional District of Pennsylvania. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So glad to see you here. The Democrats are incapable of standing up and applauding the president. The State of the Union earlier this week showed the president talking about a lot of things that are very positive for America, whether it's the unemployment rates or other things that are moving forward and moving in the right direction. In fact, brand new Gallup polling finds that 90% of us are very happy with our lives right now. So I guess something's going right in America. He also took time to reach out to numerous African-Americans, whether it was a 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman veteran or a 9-year-old girl from Cleveland who's going to go to the school she needs to go to now to be successful. But even that, the Democrats could not find it in themselves to applaud it. Isn't that a bit strange to you?
You know what? I think we are seeing exactly who it is we're contending with. And I saw the State of the Union address. I saw the wonderful stories of average Americans. The house was not filled with stars, elitists, but it was filled with average Americans telling their stories about how America is working for everyone. And it was very telling when, for example, the little black girl, Janaya from Philadelphia, stood up and her dream is to be able to go to a good school. Imagine that. And when he says to her, I'm going to make it happen. We've made it happen. We found you a scholarship. And everyone on the Republican side stands up and applauds her and her effort, knowing that an education is one of the chief ways that we're able to pull ourselves out of one economic situation into a better one. And then the camera pans over to Democrats, specifically black caucuses, who primarily represent people just like that little girl and her mom, and they're all sitting on their hands.
Yeah,
it's very telling in the times in which we're living in. But you're right, this president, I'm so excited by his policies. And I often tell people, specifically in the black community, specifically in minority communities, I've never tried to get people to like this president. You don't like him? Okay, fine. I don't care. But at least know when someone is working in your favor. And then get out of the way so they can continue to work in your favor. Get emotions out of this. And when you look at the things that this man has done, not just for the broader American community, but specifically for minority communities, it cannot be denied. So they can sneer him, they can shout him down, they can rip up his speech, but they cannot overcome the two most primary facts. And that is, one, he is still their president.
Right.
And two, he is actually moving Americans forward, all Americans.
So let me ask you something, Kathy. This is important. Let me ask you this. Across America in 2016, the president said, what do you have to lose? And he said that to black voters across America. What do you have to lose? And in fact, again, whether you like him or not, I think you made a great point there. The African-American unemployment rate is a historic all-time low. It's also at an all-time low for women, or maybe it's just 70 years, whichever. Hispanic unemployment is at an all-time low. The point being is the president's policies are working. And so, so do you see in people of color, in the black community, in places that you're campaigning, are you seeing a movement toward the president or towards black conservatives or black conservatism, I suppose, because of the successes that are being had?
Yes, day in and day out. I tell you, I can't wait for November 3rd of this year. Democrats are going to be shocked. If we thought they cried in 2016, these people are going to lose their mind. We all know that the black vote is a very powerful vote. The Democrats cannot win the White House without at least 85% of the black vote, and they know it very well. Now, the black community has been one of their most loyal constituents. And yet, Black people are now realizing under President Trump that we have gotten very little, next to nothing, for our loyalty, not just the Black community, again, but the overall American community. So many people are beginning to wake up to that fact. In my book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, I thought it was interesting. Back in 1960, the Kerner Commission presented a report to Lyndon B. Johnson stating that the reason for the civil unrest during the 1960s, Jim Crow law era, was because of white racism. Now, I'm sure they probably spent millions of dollars to come up with that conclusion on why Black folks during Jim Crow law era was so upset. But what was interesting out of that report, and was in 1968, now you and I, most of us know that the majority of middle-income people's wealth is in their home, their home equity.
Correct.
What's interesting is in 1968, not much has changed for the Black community, who has primarily been voting Democrat for the past 56 years. In 1968, roughly 41.1% of Blacks owned their own homes, 41.1%. Today, that number is 41.2%. When you look at white America owning homes, their homes from 1968 to today has increased by 5.2%. And then I took a look at those particular areas that primarily lean left, where the where Blacks
big cities
support Democrats substantially.
Sure, big cities.
In those particular areas, it's the worst for Black people.
Well, no question. You look at Baltimore, Cleveland, Detroit. You go right down the list of the big cities in America that have, the worst conditions. Chicago comes to mind. All run by Democrats, and all run by Democrats for decades and decades. So how do you convince Black America, then, in your race, Kathy? Kathy Barnett here, author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. How do you convince those folks that they've been clinging to the wrong thing all these years and it's time to make a change? It's a slow change, but it's got to happen. How do you convince them?
Listen, it's the same message that I'm going to take to the overall majority of my district, white people, Hispanics, Blacks, it doesn't matter. But the same message that I would say to the Black community is the same message I'm saying to every other community within my district, and that is we have to remember what is in our own best interest. We've been all caught up in this narrative of I'm a Democrat, well, no, I'm a Republican, well, no, I'm a Libertarian. And we've forgotten what is most important, and that is those who sit around my kitchen table every morning and every evening. And what is in our best interest? I'm reading right now about Democrats pushing, and Madeline Dean, the incumbent here in Montgomery County in Pennsylvania,
right,
have just co-sponsored or signed on to the New Way Forward Act.
Which is,
and
you
no
know,
one
and
is
it's
talking
all,
about
yeah,
that.
I did, but all of this nonsense of the Democrats, they can't even count votes in Iowa. Kathy, I got to cut it there, but real quickly, what is your website? Where can people find you on Facebook? Real quick.
Kathy Barnett for Congress. Kathy Barnett for Congress, PA4. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Kathy. We'll have you back. Kathy Barnett here on the program. Quick break. We'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life.
but knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
Raise your health IQ on everything in school sports, from concussions to nutrition and much, much more, at the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. You can download information and take a variety of free online health courses. It's the hub dedicated to helping schools provide a healthy participation environment for student athletes. Just click health and safety from the homepage of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.